This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. Comedian magician Justin Willman has a new Comedy Central special this month. We'll talk to him about that in just a moment. But first, Maya Angelou's stamp includes a quote that's not hers. Poet, author, and civil rights icon Maya Angelou is the face of the U.S. Postal Service's latest forever stamp. The problem is the quote attributed to her is not hers. A bird doesn't sing because it has an answer. It sings because it has a song, reads the quote attributed to Angelou. But another author, Joan Walsh Englund, says the quote is hers. It appears in a passage on page 15 of her 1967 book, A Cup of Sun. She says, yes, that's my quote. A Postal Service rep claims the quote was approved by the Angelou family and on the internet. When told Englund had verified it as her own, the rep added, had we known about this issue beforehand, we would have used one of Angelou's many other works. Englund isn't angry. She said of Angelou, I love her things, of course, but I think it easily happens sometimes that people hear something and it's kind of going into your subconscious and you don't realize it. Gwyneth Paltrow and Chris Martin aren't getting back together. Rumors that the former couple was reconciling started to spread after the two were photographed vacationing together in Mexico. But sources say the divorce is still on and the papers will be filed soon. Meanwhile, actress Jennifer Lawrence and Chris Martin took off on a private jet after his Mexican vacay with Gwyneth. Chris Martin and Jennifer Lawrence reunited in public for the first time since January 31st. They were seen arriving at the Teterboro Airport in New Jersey just before sneaking off on a private jet. According to the New York Post, Chris and J-Law had a romantic date at Central Park's Tavern on the Green last Saturday before taking a stroll through strawberry fields. Bruce Jenner was out and about for the first time since the tabloids claimed he had breast implant surgery. The 65-year-old was pictured in Malibu on a morning hike, wearing a big baggy hoodie, and his nails were covered in bright red polish. According to Radar Online, an insider told them that Bruce had silicone implants put in a few weeks ago. He went with a smaller implant because he didn't want to look ridiculous. Bruce's representative was asked about that and said no comment. Meanwhile, Jenner will break his silence in a two-hour interview with Diane Sawyer later this month. It'll be part of a special edition of 2020 on Friday, April 24th. The interview will likely cover Bruce's alleged transition to be a woman and will follow closely behind his involvement in a deadly car crash in California in February. The Kardashian women are known for enjoying center stage, but they will not be stealing Bruce's spotlight because they'll be in Armenia when he does the interview. Comedian magician Justin Willman has a new Comedy Central special this month.
Hey, Mike.
Justin, good to talk to you again.
Good to talk to you. Good morning. How are you?
Good. A few months ago, we talked about the cupcake wars and all that stuff.
Yes.
And I really enjoyed that, so I'm glad to hear that you got something new here. Tell everybody about your Comedy Central special.
Man, so this has been a long time in the works. Obviously, before any of the random TV hosting things, magic and comedy has kind of always been my first love. I've been a magician since I was 12, and then kind of a comedy magician since I was probably 18, 19 years old. And I grew up watching, like, you know, Amazing Jonathan on Comedy Central, like all these super funny guys. So I always wanted to kind of create a special or just kind of get on that network. And so this show, Sleight of Mouth, is kind of a comedy magic hybrid where we get to do all the stuff that I've always wanted to do. We get to be kind of edgier than I normally get to be and push the envelope and mess with people. And it's been a dream come true to make it. And hopefully I think people will dig it in that it's a, you know, kind of a fresh take on magic.
Sleight of Mouth, what a great title for a show.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
I love a good magic pun. You know me.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, no, I think that's terrific. And when you performed this, was this one of these things where you tried out a bunch of things and then finally brought the cameras in? Or?
Well, you know, that's the thing with magic versus comedy is you kind of, you need, obviously, you can go to an open mic and try out jokes, and if the jokes don't go over well, you know, whatever, you got other jokes. But with magic, you kind of have to have it down before you do it. You can't just go up and try a trick that you don't know if it's going to work, because then if it fails and people see how it works, it kind of sucks the air out of the room. Like, no one really wants to. There's something uncomfortable about watching a magician mess up, you know? Like, yeah. Or watching a comic bomb. So you got to get everything pretty tight before you get on it. And these were bits that I've been workshopping for years, a lot of new stuff in here. And, you know, and we also take stuff out into the real world. I went to a medical marijuana dispensary with Doug Benson, and we did magic for high people as a little social experiment. And believe it or not, it's very easy to do magic. for stoned people. So that turned out to be a great highlight. Paul Scheer is a great comedian buddy. He came on the show. We taught him a trick. He was hilarious. And we get to kind of just do a little bit of everything. It's kind of like a magic Swiss Army knife. And I think what people will really dig is that it's very high tech. We use a lot of modern technology. I kind of embrace this new Google culture we're living in, where people think they need to know how everything works. So we kind of use that, embrace it, and turn it kind of against people. And it's just a chance to kind of give magic a little bit of a facelift. I think people love magic once they see it, but a lot of people never really think, I want to go out to a magic show. You know, they haven't really seen it in an approachable way. So that's what I'm trying to do.
Now, when you say in this Google world, are most people trying to figure out exactly what you're doing when they go to your show?
You know, there are those people who love not knowing, you know, and I love those people. You know, obviously people who appreciate the power and the joy of mystery and wonder, you know, all that, you know, unicorns and rainbows kind of thing. But then people like me, you know, I have a healthy cynicism, and a lot of audiences do. You know, I had a woman come up to me the other night, and she goes, hey, I know your magic is fake. You know, and I was like, yeah, I know. That's not the point, you know. I'm not a wizard, okay? But these days, people kind of, they're a little hip to it. They know there's a trick. You can't just saw a woman in half and expect people to think that you're really doing that. You know, it's medically impossible. But in terms of, like, mentalism and mind reading, and there's all this magic that you can do that kind of embraces the fact that, you know, okay, here's how I would do this, and here's some of the psychology involved. You let them in on it, but you can still fool them at the end. And I think, like, for smart people, it's really nice to do magic for them because you kind of embrace their intelligence. You respect the intelligence of your audience while still getting a chance to pull off something amazing. And it's the best of both worlds.
Yeah, this is pretty cool. So we're talking with Justin Willman, a comedian, magician. He's kind of a hybrid himself. And now I know it's difficult on the radio or, you know, to describe it, but what is the coolest thing that you think in this special that you pull off?
Coolest thing in the special. Well, you know, the opening trick in the special is really fun because I used to do this bit where I would have a box hanging above the stage the whole show. And then at the end, I'd have the audience, I'd toss a beach ball around. The audience would come up with a different location anywhere in the world and a celebrity and an activity. And then we'd bring down the box, we'd open it up, and inside was this big scroll of paper with all that stuff that the audience just said handwritten out on it, okay? And it's a great trick. It's kind of an old trick that's been around. But I would have people, you know, on YouTube, like, write all these comments about how they think it would work. And sometimes these comments, although they're not the actual method, were, like, really clever, really, really, really cool. So I did an opening bit in the show where I actually used one of the methods that someone came up with on YouTube, because I figure if that's what their head's going to go right away, let me pretend to show them that that's how the trick works, and then, of course, kind of crush it all down after that. And I think it's kind of a nice touch because, you know, you do the trick, and they're like, oh, that's amazing, but I think I know what you did there. And then you're like, yeah, you're right, that's what I did there. And then they're kind of like, ah, okay, good, I was right. And then you just kind of pull the rug out from them. And, you know, not in kind of like a, you know, ha-ha, I got you kind of way, but just in a, like, you know, let's go down this garden path. It's kind of like a little bit of a roller coaster ride. And I was really proud of that. So that's in the first act. And then right after that, of course, we go to the pot store. We do magic for blazed people. And, you know, you get a little bit of magic for smart people, and then a little magic for not so smart people. So you get it all.
You get it all. And like you said, this is your first Comedy Central special. What's the reaction at the network? Are they pleased with what you handed them?
Well, you know, I think for them, they haven't had magic on the network since, you know, Amazing Jonathan specials. And, you know, his magic obviously is kind of joke magic, which is great. I've been a huge fan of his forever. So I think they are, obviously, this is new territory for them to do a straight up magic comedy special. And, you know, in a sense, I think this is going to be a little bit of a, you know, a little bit of a beta test, a little incubator to see if audiences seem to latch onto this. And if they do, I'm sure the network, you know, these days, if people like something and they tweet about it and enough people do it, networks listen. So hopefully if people want more of this, they will, you know, voice it. And I look forward to delivering.
And knowing it's on Comedy Central, I guess it's going to be on multiple times and different times and different days, right?
I sure hope so. I look forward to people being sick of me. That's the best.
Yeah.
And also, right before my special tonight, which is at 12:30 a.m., I will be on the At Midnight show at midnight with Chris Hardwick, who was the executive producer of my special. So you can tune in early and kind of get a full hour, and then go off to bed filled with wonder and joy. Or just sit up all night trying to figure out how to work. Either
perplexed.
Way is good for me.
Right.
Yeah.
Sly to Mouth, Justin Willman on the Comedy Central Network. And we look forward to, I get up early, so I'm going to have to DVR this, baby.
Fair enough. That's right. I mean, it's quite early right now, and maybe some of your listeners will as well. So DVR it. Hey, you won't hurt my feelings. I just hope people see it and dig it.
And in this day and age, the ratings people, they actually, they know when people DVR a certain show and watch it.
Exactly.
So
exactly. So
it's all good.
I'm happy with however you take it in. I just hope you enjoy.
I'm sure it's going to be terrific, and we'll talk again the next time you got something else going on.
Right on. I appreciate it. Thanks for the time to chat.
You got it, Justin. All the best.
Thank you.
I'd love to hear your comments. Send me an email at Mike, A-W, like Mike America Weekend, at MikeBennettRadio.com. That's Mike, A-W, at MikeBennettRadio.com. You can also follow me on Twitter, at MikeBennett11. With Justin Willman, I'm Mike Bennett, and you're listening to America Weekend on the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend. Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Do you ever feel overwhelmed when you're trying to make a decision? How can you make one in the face of uncertainty? Just remember this.
You can't have certainty, and you don't need it. So says Nando Paluzzi, writing for Psychology Today. Remind yourself of this every time you need to make a decision.
The ancient part of our brain freaks out in the face of uncertainty, so we avoid making a decision. This is often self-defeating.
The newer part of our brain has the ability to reason. When you stop fretting over decisions, you tap into this new part. You're able to reason things out.
So give up on certainty and you won't feel overwhelmed about making a decision. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with 2 free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with The Final Verdict. 66-year-old Diane Steen was on duty as a volunteer neighborhood watch person when she saw a young man throwing trash into a creek. She yelled at him to stop, but he came at her with a gun. Amazingly, Diane pulled out her own gun, fired 2 shots, then forced the gun from his hands. But when the cops arrived, the man's weapon turned out to be a BB gun. So, what was the man charged with? And what was the gun-toting granny charged with? The final verdict after this.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with 2 free extras. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
The man with the BB gun was charged with disorderly conduct, and the gun-toting granny wasn't charged with anything. And that's the final verdict.